Hey, welcome. This is your beginner starter on Foghorn Design for Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. I'm going to walk you through creating a powerful low-mid wailing horn that sits above the sub, punches through at 174 BPM, and gives you long wails, short blasts, and marker stabs you can use across breakdowns and drops. We'll only use Ableton stock devices. I'll call out concrete settings you can copy, and I'll add some teacher tips so you can iterate fast and avoid the common pitfalls. Let's go. First, set your project to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Inside that rack, we'll build two chains, a mono sub and a stereo top, the sub for clean low-end weight, the top for the detuned wailing horn. We'll build chain 1, the sub. Put operator on this chain. Set oscillator to a pure sine, and drop the pitch 1 octave if you want a deeper foundation. Minus 12 semitones is a good start. Shape the amp envelope with a small attack, around 5 to 10 milliseconds, decay about 600 to 900 ms, sustain in the 60 to 80% range, and release around 300 to 600 ms. This gives body without blurring transients. After operator, add an EQ8, I pass at 20 to 30 hc to remove an audible rumble, and optionally add a tiny boost of 2 to 3 dB around 40 to 60 hc if you want more sub presence. Finally, place a utility, and force width to 0% so the sub stays strictly mono. Keep this chain clean. No heavy saturation here. Now chain 2, the top. Drop a wave eatable on that chain. For oscillator, choose a basic shapes table and nudge the wave eatable position into a saw-like region, about 25 to 40%. Set unison voices to 3 or 4, and keep to tune subtle. Think small amounts, roughly 10 to 20 cents in perception. Turn on oscillator B as a sine or triangle pitched 1 octave down to add low mid fatness, but balance it so the detuned top tone carries the mid character. Envelope shaping. Set the amplitude envelope attack between 8 and 15 milliseconds, decay around 700 to 1200 ms, sustain roughly 35 to 70%, and release between 600 and 1000 ms for a longish tail. Create a pitch envelope to give that classic blow transient. No attack, decay 300 to 700 ms, and pitch amount dropping between minus 6 and minus 12 semitones. When you trigger the note, you'll hear an immediate downward slide that sells the foghorn blow. For motion, add an LFO. Use either sync at 1/2 or 1/4 for slow undulation or free run for a wandering texture. Map the LFO to wave eatable position with an amount around 20 to 40, so the timbre moves. Optionally, map a second LFO to the filter cutoff for rhythmic wobble. Add a low-pass filter with a 24 dB slope and set cutoff somewhere between 600 and 1200 hc depending on taste, with resonance around 1.2 to 1.8 to create a little peak that helps the horn character. If you prefer external routing, use auto filter after the synth for extra LFO control. Next in the chain, place a saturator. Drive of about 2 to 6 dB with a soft sine or analog clip curve works well. Wet around 70 to 100% thickens the mids without killing dynamics. For metallic body, add corpus after saturator with type, set to pipe or plate. Tune it roughly to your track key, body medium, decay between 200 and 800 ms, and dry slash wet in the 20 to 40% range. After that, use EQ8 to shape. High pass the top chain at 80 to 120 hc so the sub is the solo source. Add a mid boost of 3 to 6 dB in the 250 to 600 hc region, with EQ around 1.2 to help the horn cut, and tame harshness with a gentle cut at 1.5 to 3 kHz if needed. For stereo width, use a utility near the end of the top chain, and set default width around 120 to 140% for air. Remember, the sub chain is mono, and stays at zero width. If you want parallel character, duplicate the rack output to a return or set up internal parallel chains. Run one path through a glue compressor with a soft attack of 10 milliseconds, release 200 to 400 ms, ratio 2:1 to sit the horn in the mix. Put reverb and echo on a send. A large plate or hull with pre-delay 20 to 40 ms and decay 3 to 5 seconds works for long, ambient fog. Cut lows on the reverb, return with an HP filter around 300 hc so the reverb doesn't smear the low end. Echo settings around dotted eighth or quarter with low feedback, and a low pass filter gives space without cluttering the mids. Now the fun part, macros. Map useful performance controls and set musical ranges. Macro 1. Pitch blow. Map to the pitch envelope amount from 0 to minus 12 semitones. Macro 2. Filter cutoff. Mapped roughly from 180 hc to 2.5 kHz. Macro 3. Wave eatable position, 0 to 60%. Macro 4. Drive. map to saturator drive 0 to plus 6 dB and optionally to an overdrive if you have a parallel chain. Macro 5, width, map to utility width from 50 to 180%. Make sure the sub's utility stays locked at 0% so it never goes wide. Macro 6, reverb send, map to the send amount from 0 to plus 30%. Label each macro, set sensible ranges, and color them if it helps you perform. Quick MIDI patterns, for a baseline program one sustained note at C2 or your track key for long wails. For short blasts, shrink the envelopes, decay 200 to 400 ms, release 60 to 200 ms, and increase the pitch envelope to make the drop more extreme. For stabs, use very short pitch envelopes that fall between minus 12 and minus 24 semitones with decay of 60 to 160 ms for sharp snap. A few quick mistakes to watch for. If your top chain has too much low energy, it will blur the sub. Fix it with a high pass at 80 to 120 Hz. If the whole sound loses punch from oversaturation, switch to parallel saturation or reduce drive and then EQ. Don't forget to HP the reverb return so tails don't smear low end. Always keep the sub mono to avoid phase issues. If you get phasing between the detuned unison and the sub, reduce unison or keep it minimal during final mix. Some coach notes to speed your progress. Always a slash B with a track reference and match perceived loudness before you judge tone. This audio version is shortened for playback.